Blog Talk Radio.
And my co-host today is Brenda.
Hello. Everybody.
Brenda is also our psychic numerologist / psychologist, going to be very shortly on the air with us today. And we'd like to welcome everybody. First thing I'd like to do is apologize to people that maybe tried to call in Sunday. It was our poetry show. And about 10 minutes after 12 on Mother's Day, we lost power. In my whole area, I mean, the whole blocks were just went black. Why? We don't know. There was no storm, no rain. The sun was out. It was absolutely a gorgeous day. But for whatever reason, something took all the power out in our area, so I wasn't able not only to do the show, I had to leave home and go enjoy Mother's Day instead of people coming to my house. I went to my daughter's house and had a wonderful, lovely time. And again, a belated happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. And let's see, what else? Are there any announcements? I won't be on the radio next Sunday for our regular show, but I will be on Wednesday because I'm going to be on vacation. So I won't be here. But I will be here on the 29th. Me and Brenda will be back on the air. Oh, and we will be on the air the 22nd. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I will be on the air next Sunday for the 19th. Yeah. May the 19th is a vacation show. So we'll be talking about all kind of places to go to on your vacation or places maybe that you've been already that you'd like to share or let people know about. And the week after that, the last Sunday, the 26th of May is when there won't be a show. I'll be out of town on vacation. So, okay. Now that we've got that straight,
welcome everybody
In the studio. Brought to you by the essenceofsuccess.com, where you can get a reading. You can reading Monday through Friday, except Wednesdays from 3 to 4, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Linus, 30 minutes or an hour. If you are interested in, more in-depth information about what's going on in your life. Also, my book, Are You Ready, is on there. There will be excerpts of my newest book, No More Silence, Generational Secrets, and that will probably show up sometime in June. I'll definitely let the listening audience know. And also, Brenda has a show every Friday at 3:30 called Film Conscious Feelings. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's on also Blog Talk Radio, so be sure and join us. We discuss different films, and Brenda, let me let you go on and give it 2 minutes on that, girl.
Oh, well, so far we've discussed My Cousin Vinny and Rain Over Me, and this Friday we'll be discussing Stand By Me, the wonderful coming-of-age film, and there's a whole lot of stuff in that movie that's really fun to discuss and a lot of emotional stuff, so call in, talk about, you know, your own emotional issues to do with that or just about the film. Join us. It'll be great. And you can, give me some skin once you get there. Just like
I
in the
know,
movie.
That's right. So remember that, folks, 3:30, Fridays, Film Conscious Feelings. All right. Well, Brenda, right now we've got an open line, so what would you like to discuss? I know we were just before we went on the air, so do you want to continue in that vein? Sounded good to me.
Well, I would like to, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am totally not straight about what your schedule is. You changed it a little too many times. So could you give us that schedule again on what you're going to be doing next week?
Oh,
you're going to.
You mean for the upcoming shows? Because my
for your upcoming shows, it was a little confusing to me.
Oh,
I don't know about everybody else, but
okay. May 19th is the show Vacation show.
That means you're going to be talking about vacations.
Right. Uh huh.
Okay.
Or you can pick your families or singles, whatever, but it'll be the vacation show, sure.
Okay.
And Wednesday the 22nd will be, as always, Wednesday psychic reading show for 1 hour. And then on May 26th, I will not be here. I will be on vacation.
Okay.
But I will be back for the show on the 29th, Wednesday, for the show from 3 to 4, psychic readings.
Okay. Okay, now I'm cool.
Okay. All right. Now, so what were we discussing prior to the show?
We were actually discussing how we talk to ourselves and also the people that we have in our immediate life, the people that are around us, because the people around us actually affect us a lot more than probably sometimes we think about or remember. So how you talk to yourself is affecting who you are and affecting your choices. We all have a choice. That's my assertion, is that we all have a choice in life on what we're going to do or where we're going to be or the company we keep. And I know there's a lot of people who probably believe that we don't have a choice. What choice do I have? I have the parents I have, blah, 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 blah. Yes, you have the parents that you have, but you have a choice on how you're going to respond to them, including the friends that you've had for a long time, and they might be just sort of dead weight. They're out there. They don't really do anything for you. When, you know, major things happen in your life, they don't even act like it matters. Or maybe there's somebody in your life that every time you have a good thing, maybe you're dating some guy and they always see, or woman, and you think that they're wonderful, but then this friend always has something negative to say or is always trying to get between you. These are the things that I was trying to say is, you know, sometimes it's good to just step back and take stock of the people around you and how you talk to yourself. That was my assertion. I mean, you know, that's something I like to discuss. Are you there? I think she's still having technical difficulties, everybody, because I'm not sure if we're still on the air or not. But there seems to have been some issues with Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure if I'm on or she's on. Okay. Well, I'm going to continue to talk just in case I am still on the air. I hope that there's somebody out there that might want to share their feelings about, I guess.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, are you trying to put me on a drug trip or what? Because, you know, I don't do drugs. I don't know what you're doing to me.
No. I just want to let you know, twice, Blog Talk Radio has kicked me off. This might explain why there are no callers calling in. Yeah, while you were talking, I'm just listening to you. You know, as you're talking, all of a sudden, everything went dead on my end. I was like, what the hell? And you didn't even hear me. I was like, what the? That's the second time.
No, I haven't heard.
You know, when we were talking prior, just before the show went on the air, and now since it's been on the air. So that might explain something. I don't know what's up with Blog Talk Radio, but you guys need to get your shit together.
But couldn't you just, there's a little button or something you could press, can't you, from the studio? Huh?
No.
You go in and it's like, you do *3 or something like that when you're over on the thing.
No.
But anyway, I heard that that's the quickest way to get to them. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Well, oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
You might want to contact them.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. I'll at least do 30 minutes of the show.
They
kick me out again. I'll just go off the air. But anyway, so go ahead, Brenda. You were saying, I'm sorry, your last two sentences or ending thought.
Well, I just talking about the choices that, you know, we make. We probably should stand back and take stock of the way we're talking to ourselves and also the way people are around us, how they talk to us and how they act around us. Because, for instance, I think we all have what they call myths about what friendship is and what love is. For instance,
myths in what way?
Like
I know
myth.
You're saying M-Y-T-H-S.
For a myth, for instance, when I was first growing up, when I was little, I believed
I know,
that,
I understand what a myth is, but why do you feel that there's a myth? Because people don't always think
the
about
myth,
relationships.
Well, for instance, I used to believe that friends are friends no matter what. And you know, if you really take that to stock, you either need to more clearly define what a friendship is, what a friend is, or you could open yourself up to somebody who can completely demolish your world, and then you're trying to live up to this myth that you have to stay friends with someone who maliciously, you know, ruins your life. And you allow them to do it under the guise that they're your friend and you're supposed to be their friend no matter what. You know, what kind of, these are the things that people talk about. What kind of myths are you telling yourself about the people in your life, you know?
In that way, but I thought you were talking about how we talk to one another. How we
talk
to one another.
Well, that's it. That's part of it, too, how other people, how we talk to one another and the people around us. So,
okay,
for
I'm
instance,
in the perception now.
Well, yeah, because,
it's a perception. How
I guess you can go with the perception. But that's sort of mythology in my mind. If you talk to yourself where you think that you're less than in any way, shape, or form because you don't look like her or talk like them, or you don't have a specific education level, then you're putting down somebody who does you better than anybody else, right? Who can do you better than you?
That's true.
Hello?
That's true. No, I'm listening. I said that's
true. Oh, okay.
True.
I can. Well, I wasn't asking rhetorically. Well, sort of, yeah, rhetorically, and also I'm asking you because... So I want some input.
Well, you know,
talking the whole
young
time.
young people tell each other if it's true friendship, it's called ride or die. And I understand that to the bitter end. And really, friendships are not in just friendship. All relationships should be you love that person totally and unconditionally, but we let ego comes in, and so we put in expectations and other things. So you're right that as we speak to each other, are we speaking to each other the way we want to be spoken to, which is basically out of love, or are you just speaking with someone because it serves your purpose at that time and that moment? You know, it's not because you're really concerned or you care about that individual.
Well, for instance, okay, let's say that I came to you and I said, that's it. I found this house. It is the perfect house for me. Knowing what you know about me and being in school and completing my degree, and most grad students, people don't consider to be wealthy, and the home is of substantial amount, what would you say to me?
Get it if you want it. Claim it that it's yours.
Right. But most people are going to try to go with what they believe is reality. And they might say to me, oh, well, Brenda, you can't afford that. You know, even when you graduate, you're not going to be able to afford that. It, you know, maybe if you marry some millionaire and then he's going to have to make this amount of money or whatever. You can't live there. There's nobody who lives there that's like you. There's all kinds of things that people say. And they say it because they just don't want you to get hurt or because they want you to be realistic. Every time that somebody comes to you and says that they want to do something or they're choosing to do something, it's not really our place to tell them, no, they can't.
Well,
it's really their
impossible.
Choice.
Only your thoughts. Nothing is impossible. So that's
right.
How I would look at that. Nothing is impossible. The only thing that stops you are your own thoughts. So, you know, and if it's not that one, then there's something better for you. So I look at things like that, too. Like, this is what I want, or I shouldn't say want. This is my desire, my request. But if I don't get it, then there's something better for me, and it just hasn't appeared to me yet.
Could be, yeah. You know, you could be limiting yourself by wanting something that's probably not as great as what you could have. That's a possibility. But I still think it's for you to find out. It's not for
oh,
me.
Yeah, that's
wash
it
or
put down about it. No, because nothing's
on your
impossible.
Life. And I think that if we listen to some of the people in our lives and we watch for that, we might find that they're putting a lot of limitations on us, and we buy it not necessarily because we want to buy what they're saying. We buy what they're saying because we respect them or we love them. And then here's another myth. If they love me, then they're telling me what's best for me. Not necessarily.
No.
You know, that whole phrase, if you love me, that it's pretty rotten phrase anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, if you love me, you'll get me a can of beer. If you love me, you'd give me a loan. You know, if you love me, you'd let me wear those pants. You know, come on. You know, when somebody loves you, it's like how they love you is not always going to match up with the way that you want to be loved.
Yeah, but then that's putting limitations. Not on limitations, and I detest expectations about love. You know, it's all or nothing. If you love, it's got to be totally and unconditionally, or you don't.
Well,
you can disagree or you could dislike somebody, you know, but you still love them.
Unconditional love is not easy, and it's not learned generally. You know, most of us taught that.
It can be
in
learned because it's learned through experience.
Yeah.
It's learned through your experience. I mean, come on, like a woman having a child, that's total and unconditional. Having animals that you love, total and unconditional. There is no expectations there except for you to love that being and your beingness.
Yeah.
Come on with it, girl. I'm in a heavy mood today.
Uh-oh. See how she's pushing me around, people? You see what I'm saying? Just like, let me. One of my friends, I was talking to her, and she said, just let me live. And I thought, what are you talking about? She was messing around with my hand. She goes, just let me live. Like I was trying to stuff out her life. But it cracked me up. It was really funny. But so no, okay. I'm with you on this. I like where this is going. I really do. So
I'm going to bring this up. I was speaking to Brenda earlier about this movie I was watching, Cloud Atlas. It's a movie with Halle Berry and Tom Hanks in it. Anyway, it goes through many lifetimes of how our lives intertwine, our spirits. Excuse me, not our lives, our spirits intertwine with each other through many, many, many lifetimes, but we see each other in different ways. And sometimes we may not necessarily connect, but there'll be something from one essence to the next about that person you just can't say. It's almost like deja vu when you go somewhere where you can also meet people and just feel like, I've known that person or I've seen them before, but you can't put your finger on them. You may not see them no more for the rest of your life, but for that moment in time. Or you may see them every day, and as some people call them, soulmates, and that is possible too. But it also could come back as your children, uncle, aunts, or, you know, cousins, from one lifetime to the next. You could be a person that's a murderer or a terrorist, or you could be a little baby that dies very young. So
mm-hmm.
I found that movie quite interesting because Brendan and I, quite a few years ago, we discussed this about reincarnation, that people do return because we have lessons to learn. And I believe that once you have learned that lesson and perfected that essence and spirit of that lifetime, then you move on to the next level. But you have to learn the lesson. And suicide is a lesson, believe it or not. I know people, that's probably hard to believe, but suicide is not that bad. It's actually a lesson because we have all committed suicide at one time or another throughout the ages, throughout our spirit. And so that's why some of us are so strong. It's like, oh, no, well, no, I'm never going to do that. You know, you might have a weak moment. But then there's some of us like that thought to do something like that will never cross your mind because you probably already have experienced it in another lifetime. Also, in another lifetime, you can bring things over to this lifetime. Say, I write poetry and music. I've been writing poetry since I was 14. I've been playing music since I was 14 because I perfected that in another lifetime. But I brought over here in this realm at this time is that, again, because I enjoyed it so. But it wasn't necessary for me to become famous, you know, for my poetry or famous for my music, because I've done that already, as the kids say, been there and done that in another lifetime. But you do bring certain gifts with you when you come over, and it's usually something that you have already done. But you also are learning, and you also are overcoming whatever that you didn't finish in that last life. Or maybe you want to learn something new, too. Some people come back, they want to be blind, or they want to be crippled or whatever, because they want to experience what is that like to be challenged in your spirit, you know? Like, why me? Why not me? So.
Yeah. Well, that is so. You're asserting that we all commit suicide, have all done it, on, you know, somewhere within our lifetimes, as did
this is the theory that,
you know, we all go through. Because we're going through all these incarnations to experience all the different phases on Earth, is that what you're asserting?
Yeah, but we do, but we still connect, yes. And you still connect, that spirit does the same thing again, but only in a different lifetime. That's why I say we'll cross paths. Now, whether we stay together on that same journey, we may or may not. It might be just a path to cross for a moment in time.
Uh-huh.
You know, like for them throughout the movie, it was a birthmark. It was like, that's a different birthmark. It seems so familiar. Because it was on another person that you knew quite well in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We have all experienced a lot. You know, it's like, evidently, somewhere in my past lifetime, I must have been in a wheelchair or challenged, because in this lifetime, I don't see it. It exists, but I don't see it. I mean, I've been into nightclubs. Quick example, it was Mickey and I. You know who Mickey is,
yeah.
The lady I used to work with. Her and I had went to this club because I wanted to bring this band in that I was managing at the time. Well, there was a young man, and, you know, kind of disabled from the waist down. He could dance, but, you know, kind of cripple up. Now, we were looking to the 20s. Forget 10s. We look good. Look good, smell good, taste good. And so I wanted to dance to the music of the band that was playing. I went across the room, and I asked this young man. He was probably in his late 20s, and I was definitely early 40s. But I asked him to dance with me, and he had such a ball at the end of the night when I got ready to go. He cried and thanked me for spending time with him and dancing. Now, mind you, there was all kind of men and stuff in there. Probably felt like, why is she dancing with him? You know, why don't she dance with me or blah, blah, blah. But what I saw was a human being. Yes, on the outside he was disabled, but on the inside, to me, I saw no difference. He was a guy I wanted to dance with. He was just like me. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. For some people, they can look at another human being like that, they'd be like, oh God, that poor guy, have pity on him, or blah, blah, blah. Where me, I look like, oh, heck no. They curse, they drink, they smoke, they do everything I do, you know.
you just see a person as who they are on the inside.
Yes. And that's really how human beings, this is how we come into our beingness, is looking at each other inside and not the outside. But, you know, ego.
So when ego comes in,
you have a good thought. You begin with a good thought. You say, oh, God, I really enjoyed meeting you, blah, blah, blah. Two steps away, and maybe somebody might say something derogatory about this person. Now you're looking a little funny. Why are you looking funny? Why did you let your ego tell you to look even funny? You had a good thought when you met this person. Continue in that vein. Don't change because something over here is disagreeable or has a different concept of what you just saw in that individual.
Right.
You know, but the ego will come in and like, well, like, no. Let the spirit guide you and you never go wrong.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's a great example.
You know, and another thing, Brenda, Preach and I were talking the other day about people chasing the wrong thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and that's something I think we should discuss too, because people want to chase, I'm going to say the wrong thing. A good example, money. How much money do you really need? Do you just need to be comfortable, be able to pay your bills, have decent food in your house, be able to maybe watch TV or read a few books or listen to some music, you know, and have a few friends? Is it really necessary to chase money to the point that you put yourself in harm's way? Because I do believe we do that sometimes. I'm just using money as an example. But other things, you know, when you were talking about women staying in a relationship that they know they should go instead of remain there, why are you chasing after this man when this world is full of men? Why aren't you chasing after yourself to be whole and fulfilled from that void of desperation or neediness?
I think there's more to desperation. Sometimes people actually fall into that rut. For instance, a man told me one time he was in a relationship. His wife was so jealous, she was almost insane, like the kind that was creepy. When she'd look at you, you're not really sure if she was going to try to hunt you down and stab you just because you were standing next to her husband. And I said, are you going to therapy or what's going on with that situation? It's kind of frightening. And it's like, well, you know, I can't leave her because we have 10 years. We've invested 10 years. It always drives me nuts when people say they've invested in a relationship like you've invested in a piece of property. You're in a relationship with somebody. It is not a hardcore piece of inanimate object, Or it's wonderful because you guys are working at it and you're enjoying it. But people think in terms like that. They think in terms of, well, I can't really leave him because we've already been together for 3 years, or, you know, we're living together. You can come up with 8 million excuses. And I'm not saying you necessarily need to leave someone because things aren't perfect or what you think is the dream date. It's about whether this situation or this relationship is honoring you, is building you up. Are you building them up? Do you even care about the person when you see them? Do you want to talk to them? Do you want to touch them? If your whole thought process is, man, I can't wait to go to work, or I want to do anything but be here with this person, then somebody needs to do some talking, because I think people stay together for the weirdest reasons that don't seem to have anything to do with feelings or, you know.
You got to look at, too, some people get stay in relationships due to children because they feel that they want their kids to have both parents, even if there's no love there. They'll stay there out of duty. Some people will stay together because of financial reasons, economics. It's just not feasible for them to.
Well, if you guys are actually both on the same page as we're here together for financial reasons, then what's all the blowback and all the, you know, rigmarole and the arguments and the craziness for? Because there's still something else going on. Either somebody's hurt, someone's mad, or something. And you say you want to be gone, but then you always have all these. Listen, sometimes people don't want to leave a relationship. And they make it difficult for everyone to get out of it. And it might be
true.
All they really want is for the person to say, I'm sorry that I stepped out on you. Or I'm sorry that I said I wanted to be with you the rest of my life, but I've completely grown apart from you. These are realities. But if it's all, people love to tell me, oh, no, I don't feel anything for him anymore. But then why are the emotions there? If you feel nothing, then why are you exerting all these emotions?
Yeah, but you got to understand, too, when people depart from one another, they still have a lot of emotions wrapped up in their relationship. You know, when people, they leave, they say, well, we're just not going to make it. We're going to have to go our separate ways. And sometimes they're silly and they rebound, not realizing that they're at a vulnerable period. But they're lying to themselves when they're not true and saying that, hey, this is really what time it is. No.
Right. And therapeutically, it makes me, I feel really uncomfortable when people are telling me, swearing up and down that there's nothing wrong, da 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 da, and then there's all these other signs that are showing both of us, this person and me and the person they're in a relationship with, that there's a whole heck of a lot wrong.
Oh yeah.
I'm a bit of a tough love kind of a therapist. So for me, when somebody says one thing and then they're displaying another, I'm going to ask about it. It's more than part of my training. It's an intuitive thing for me. So when your emotions start coming out, you need to deal with it. You need to deal with what's really going on. If you're, because you know what always baffled me growing up is when people would get married, they have a relationship, and then the next thing you'd hear is they were always arguing and fighting, or they're getting divorced. And I always wondered, what took you from how you wanted to marry this person, you absolutely adored this person, to the point where you want to stab them, or you want them to falter, or you hate them. When did it change? Was it the first week of marriage? Was it the second week? Was it 3 months and 2 days? What happened in that 3 months and 2 days that all of a sudden the person that you couldn't stop kissing, touching, making love to, or you loved to have breakfast with, you couldn't stand to see their face? Because most times I believe something happened and you did not deal with it. And if you had dealt with it, then things could have rebalanced.
Sure.
Maybe you got up and this person you just totally adored and loved was reading the newspaper for the first time while you were making him breakfast. And it made you feel less than important to him. But instead of saying, honey, you're reading the paper, I'm here, it's like we have only this much time before you go to work. You know, just give him a little reminder. If he says, well, I just wanted to check the sports scores. Hey, sports scores aren't going to be in bed with you, you know, rubbing your feet tonight. Do you want me to? You know, you can get realistic about it. Or you can just, you know, say, hey, look, it makes me feel like I don't matter. Is that what you want me to feel? I mean, that's pretty simple. But what ends up happening generally is people wonder, and then they feel bad, and then she has a bad day all day, and she comes home, and he wants to read the newspaper before dinner. he may not even realize that it's just a simple thing. And if she says nothing about it, and that goes on for another 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
So
then it builds into something, yes, yes, yes.
Right. There's some little impetus, some little event that takes place.
Okay, now
we're
going to have to go back even further, because now you got to talk about before people get in relationships, how many people really communicate with one another? That's the most important thing. If you don't have communication, you cannot get understanding. I don't care who you are, whether it's a newborn baby or a 91-year-old person. But if there's no communication, how will you ever get through to anything else? And that's the problem. Just like you said, you know, people talking instead of letting it go on and on. But at first, before you even get in a relationship, I believe you should always be friends first. Be friends first and then let it develop to whatever level that it's going to go to. Because as friends, you talk a lot, you play, you're sad, you're happy, you cry, but friends are different. But if you decide that, well, maybe we can be more than friends. Well, now you've got an understanding between the two of you. You are able to talk. But
right.
Like Brenda said, when you're for a short period of time, maybe you've known this person and, you know, wow, you're engaged in 6 months, and another 6 months you're married. And, you know, how well do you know this person? Have you looked at the red flags, the signs? Are you able to communicate? Do you both have the same values and goals? I have watched, Brenda, I have to tell you this, and it's not really funny, but I crack up laughing. I don't know, have you ever seen this show called Bridezilla?
I have had the occasion to see it.
Just for a minute. Yeah, that's because I can't take too much of it at any one time. It's like I'm good to do about 10 minutes. I got to turn the station. But I'm thinking, how do you get to a point that you think you want to get married? And you're looking at these women's behavior. I mean, and the men, they just kind of, you know, emancipate her or something. They go along with it. I'm like, goodness, speak up, say something. You're not happy with her. And her behavior and how she's acting or the money she's spending, and you're not saying anything. Do you think it's going to get better once you say, I do? I don't think so. Because the shit just got real when you said, I do. Yeah,
yeah,
I just, you know, every now and then, if I want a good laugh, I'll turn on Bridezilla because they don't fail me. I know I'm going to get a good laugh. And I just look and I'm like, wow. And the main issue, communication. Communication. They're so far removed from that, it's like they're in Twilight Zone or suspense theater or One Step Beyond, you know. I was like, my God. And then you're going to have children out of this couple? Oh, my God. Let's talk about Chucky, Dahmer. Okay. That's all I can see. I don't see no good child. All I see is serial killers. You know, rapist.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you two people going, you know? But
anyway, yeah.
Just stop.
I totally advocate that people actually get into courtship more. Everybody totally went the whole thing like, oh, okay, let's meet. And it's like you want to have a coffee date, which basically means I'll meet you for coffee and then we'll be rolling in the back seat. You know, and then, you know, a couple weeks later, you're telling your friend, oh, I think I love him. Why? What is it you love about him? He knows how to move his member which way or this way or whatever. What? You know, what is it that this person would be lovable for? Do they know you? Do they appreciate who you are, how you got to be to this point? You know, these are really good questions to ask yourself when you're with somebody, you're trying to be with somebody. But talking, Linus has totally got the key, talking, communication. There's probably a whole, I think you can go a whole lifetime with somebody and still learn something about them. Maybe I sound optimistic, but the reality is most people aren't going to tell you everything. There are some people who will just blabber out of the mouth like they've got diarrhea, and you're just like, okay, you know, messed all over me with so much stuff. I can't even sort through it all. But But if you really want to get to know someone, it involves you questioning them, being concerned about who they are, how they grew up, who are their parents, how did their parents come along, and them actually being just as concerned towards you. Do they want to know who your friends are? Do they care if you have any friends? What are the ugly secrets that you don't tell anyone? Can you tell this person? If you can't,
And a little
what is the basis
to that?
Of your relationship if you can't talk about everything? Mm.
And a little addendum to that is, for those that like to stir the pot, you should know what you're cooking before you get burned, okay? All righty then.
He comes up
with
that.
I'll repeat it. For those that like to stir the pot, you should know what you're cooking before you get burned.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you may find that that person is even more it gives you an opportunity to know someone, and it gives them an opportunity to know you. Waiting until after the wedding night or 10 years after you've known each other, or at least known of each other, may not be the time for you to start saying, well, what are your thoughts on starting a family? If you don't know that before the engagement ring, you're headed down a really scary path. You know, that's Russian roulette. You know, ish kabibble, is he going to be for the family or not? Does she want children? I knew a guy who actually married this person, and they said they talk about it later. They were married something like 12, 15 years, and he finally said, we really need to talk about children. I've been waiting for you to bring it up. And she said, I don't want any children. And, you know, here's this guy who wanted offspring, and now his wife that he thought he loved all these years didn't want children. How do you handle that? So was it surprising that he ended up having an affair with a rather trashy person on his job, who then knew that this guy wanted children and claimed she was pregnant with his kid? That whole thing turned into a mess where he left the wife of 15 years, only to find out that this girl had been sleeping with everybody at work. But was she pregnant? Supposedly she was, but then the numbers didn't match up. And then the next thing I know, he's coming into work talking to me about, now she's like moved her boyfriend in the house. I don't even think it's fine. And it's like all signs point to no. If you can't communicate now, what makes you think it's going to be easier 10 years from now? And here's something that I like to say to people, whether you're in therapy or not, my friends, my personal life, or therapy. Listen, sometimes the hardest thing to admit or talk about is the best thing you can do for your relationship. You know, the sort of creepy questions, or the creepy, the ugly parts of your skeletons. You know, my father molested me, or, you know, I had a real problem when I was 16 and 17, and I actually got picked up for Grand Theft Auto. Whatever the ugly secret is, or what you think is terrible, whatever, if you can't bring that up or talk about that with that person, then what are you saying to them? I love you, but I don't trust you. I don't trust you with all of me. And when they find that out 10 years later, it's not just that they think you may have lied to them. It's just that you married me and you didn't trust me enough to give me all of you. How would you feel if that was you? I go over the hard stuff myself. I have to talk to my dad about something he doesn't like, and my siblings have tried to avoid it. I would just say it. I'd come out and say it because I thought, you know, I love you, but you're doing something that's bothering me. And I'm just going to let you know before you pass away But you'll know that I love you. And I'm going to be upfront and honest with you because I love you that much. I'd rather someone love me to tell me that they hate my hair. I mean, it ain't really their problem. It's my hair. If they don't want to look at it, I guess they could leave. Or that, you know, even something like, you know, you don't please me in bed. It's like what you're doing there, it actually irritates me. I would rather somebody tell me that than to go 20 years and tell me later, I've never liked sleeping with you. It's like,
yeah.
Don't do me that kind of a creepy favor. That's not a favor.
Sometimes people just do that out of spite.
Yes, but
you
if
know,
you're,
wait all those
but
years
see, that's
just to
not
get
being
back
honest,
Scotland.
That's not being honest. I'm talking about honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, telling me you love me and you really don't, you know, whether you're being spiteful or just trying to be what you, people like say, well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. You think it's going to hurt my feelings less 5 years from now? Yeah.
Well, you know.
And I told my brother, I mean, that was one of those things, like he would bring up something, it would be a couple of years ago, and I said, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. People are more burned by somebody who doesn't confront them when there's a problem. Because when you bring it up 6 months later, 6 years later, then they're only going to be thinking, all this time you've been thinking of that and you didn't tell me?
Yeah, and see, another thing, too, I don't like that when people bring stuff up from the past. You know, what's in the past is in the past. You better try and discuss it now. Don't wait weeks later down the line and tell me about it. You know, like
yeah.
you said, let's address it. Let's talk about it now. Communication. Let's talk about it now. Like you said, whether it hurts your feelings or not, at least I can say, well, you're honest how you felt, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think these are all really strong things to help any relationship. First things first, get to know the person. I don't care how good they look. I mean, you know in your heart you're thinking that you're just going to die if you don't hit that within the first 15 minutes of meeting that, whether it's a woman or a man. You're probably going to die if you hit that in 15 minutes and you don't know what the heck it's carrying or what it could do to you, they could do to you. Because you don't have to it's not just venereal diseases that you have to be concerned with. There's mental competency, mental health. There's family and exes that might be crazy. How many times do we see that happening where somebody gets murdered because of an ex-lover who just didn't take no? And you need to know what you're dealing with, and you're not going to know it if you just ignore all that.
Yeah, as we say, like red flags.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The love of my life is my absolute best friend, and we had a whole year of courtship, and that was so hard, very hard. I just, you know, I come from a very physical family. The women in my family they're quite sensual, so they're very in touch with their sexuality, and they're very mature about it. But I guess I wasn't very mature back then. I wasn't promiscuous, for instance, but if I liked someone, I didn't really wait a whole long, long time. But
okay.
Situation was
enough
forced
information.
Yeah, but the situation was forced on me. To the point that I did have that time to get to know someone. And it's the best friend of my life, the best friend of my life. No matter where either one of us goes in our future, the best friend of my life. Which would you rather have? An ex that you hate and you want to get all the time, or somebody that might be your ally for the rest of your life? And that's why I always say, don't let your love go wrong.
Yes, And another thing, just to bring it back before we get off the air here, in reincarnation, people that come back, I believe couples that are together for like, I'll say 50 plus years, 50, 60, 70 years, not only was that soulmate, they'd been together in other lives that they declared they were going to be together always. And nothing was going to separate them. And also, those couples had good communication skills.
Oh.
And good forgiving skills.
Oh. So, basically, the things we've been talking about?
And that was, and I'm bringing it back to communication skills. Yes,
Right.
You are so right.
Wow.
Brenda, we got one caller. Let's talk to this person right quick, and then we'll call it a show. Area code 817. Welcome to In the Studio. This is Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Hello. I don't guess they just want to listen. All right,
okay.
Go ahead, Brent.
What,
back on hold, but anyway. Yeah, that was really good show today. I liked that a lot. What else? I guess that's about it. I can't think of anything else. Just
what's
communication
coming
up?
Oh, Memorial Day's
coming
up. So that's why you're going to talk about vacations. Yeah.
Yeah, on vacation. Next Sunday show will be vacation show. And remember, folks, there is 3 eclipses this month. We went through one, and I think another one's coming up pretty quick. And I know the third one is on the full moon, the 25th of this month. So eclipses always bring about change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Let me check back one more time with this person. 81. Oh, okay. They hung up. All righty. Check back again.
You're
well, you know,
scaring
like
everybody today, aren't you? You scared me. Now you're scaring the caller.
Well, no, they didn't answer, but I did leave them on hold. So I just thought, well, maybe they could be away from the phone, because sometimes people listen to the show and the phone is, you know, on the other side of the room or something.
So,
just give them a chance.
Okay.
But anyway, yes. Well, I have enjoyed our show today. It was so good. Brenda, mention your show one more time before we go out.
Okay, the show is called Film Conscious Feelings, and we discuss films and the different emotional things that go through with the characters. So you're welcome to call in and if you're having some issues and talk about it, or just join in and talk about how the film affected you and the fun parts of the film you liked. Or how they move you. 8:30 on
wonderful.
Fridays, Pacific Standard Time.
There you go. Thank you. All righty. And we're going to call it a day. See you next Wednesday on the 22nd, same time, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or daylight time, I should say. And don't forget, if you want a reading, just go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. If not, go to linus44@hotmail.com. Let me know that you're from the show, and we can go from there. All right, have a good day, folks. Know that we love you, and if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. And Brenda?
Yeah, don't let your love go wrong.
That's what I'm talking about. Love y'all.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.